Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. One day, Richard Raintrop is playing with his brothers and sisters. The next thing he knows, he's on the ground. Follow Richard Raintrop's adventures as he flows to the ocean and finds himself back home again in the delightful children's book, Richard Raintrop, by Jane Gottsen. Jane is a loving wife, mother, grandmother, a devout religious woman who is married to a retired ELCA Lutheran pastor, lives in the house her parents owned in Volga, Iowa, a source of history, memories, and a connection to those who are gone. It's within this environment Richard Raintrop was born. Her stories have shifted in focus away from negative angst of high school and into more positive themes and tones, probably a reflection of the passage of time and a significant role God plays in her life. And Jane Gottsen, author of Richard Raintrop, is our guest on This Week in America. Jane, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
This is such a delightful book written through the eyes of Richard Raintrop. Where did this idea come from? What was the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, I was watching the rain come down one day and was wondering what would happen if I could follow one of the raindrops on its journey. So I decided to write a book about it.
You know, that's so fascinating. We are in raindrops all the time, and most of us are not creative enough to look at that and think, boy, there's got to be a story behind this. Each of these raindrops coming down, if they could only talk. Well, Richard can talk, and it's what he has to say and think is featured in Jane's book, Richard Raintrop. The book is available basically wherever books are sold, Amazon. Jane's website, by the way, is Jane M. Gottsen, G-O-D-S-O-N, books.com. And we'll give you all that as we go through the program. Once you have the book written, you decide to actually put the story together. You need to look for a publisher. Talk about that. Who published this book and what was that journey like?
Well, it was quite a journey. It started with dreams, believe it or not.
Interesting.
I had three dreams about contacting a publisher. The first publisher I contacted was Christian Faith Publishing, and they did publish a few copies of the book, and then Perlite contacted me from there, and I am with them now.
And the book's available there at proislepublishing.com, and we've got all of this information up on our website. So as you're publishing the book, you've got people that are interested in that, and it came in a dream. I love that. It had to be sort of like a divine inspiration letting you know where you should go to get this book out to the public. The book is a Richard Raintrop. It's a delightful children's book. We're talking with the author Jane Gottsen, G-O-D-S-O-N, on the program today. Beautifully illustrated as well. Talk about that, because the illustrations are so important to the book, especially to the author, to make sure your messages are being conveyed properly. How did you go about finding an illustrator?
Through the publisher. I used the publisher's illustrators, and I had told them what I wanted to see with each page, and they interpreted my description very well, and I'm very satisfied with what they did.
It's beautifully illustrated, a very colorful book. So not only will Richard's story capture the imagination of young readers, the pages will as well. They are so well done. It will hold the attention of the young reader. Jane, a little bit of background in terms of writing. When did you start writing, and when did you start writing Richard Raintrop? How long did this take? Well, first of all, when did you start writing? Where did this begin for you?
I started writing when I was actually very young and didn't do anything with my writings, just kept them in a notebook. And as I got older, I decided to submit some writings to Reader's Digest. They did accept one, And then I just started writing for fun, and I got into a writer's group, and that's where Richard Raindrop was born.
Interesting. Now, during this writing process, did you have anything else published?
No, I have, I have in my local newspapers.
Yes.
They publish some of my writings, but nothing this big.
What was it like when, for the first time, this is published and you've got a copy of this beautifully illustrated book with your name on the cover of the book, Jane M. Gotsen? You were the author of the book. What was that like when it's not only published, but it's beautifully published and the book is doing so well? What was that experience like when you saw that book, actually held the book in your hand for the first time?
It's a little hard to explain. I felt proud.
Yes.
Surprised. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would have anything published.
And here it's being published and added to family libraries, like literally all across the country. The book is Richard Raindrop. You'll find it at Amazon. Jane's website is janemgotsenbooks.com, the publisher proilepublishing.com. And we've got all this information on our website. And you can link on directly to Jane's website and get information, order the book there as well. This book is about Richard Raindrop. Have you ever written anything about people?
Not really. I like to write about things in nature. I'm writing one right now about a leaf that starts out on a tree and ends up on the ground.
Again, that's something like a raindrop where, you know, we see it, but we don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. And this time of year, we see a lot of leaves out there and you sort of bring them alive. You have a way to do that. You did that with Richard, and I'm sure that's the case with this book as well. And dealing with nature, and that's something, a very important message for young people too, isn't it? To appreciate the raindrops, to appreciate the leaf. Nature's a very important message for young people, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And hopefully through this message, they will learn to respect nature and try to conserve what we have left.
Yes, and we haven't done a real good job up to this point, and hopefully this generation will understand the importance and how important this is to really make some changes now so that we can preserve this for future generations. Richard Raindrop is the name of the book available at the usual places. Have you done any book signings there in the area? That's always fun for the author to get the book out and people to look at it, ask questions, give you a chance to talk about it. Have you done any book signings?
No, but they're in the works. I'm contacting the libraries around. We have 5 small libraries, and I will be doing the book signing at them.
Now, that will be good and available so families, the children can pick it up, families can enjoy the book as well. What is the target age that you had in mind as you're writing Richard Raindrop? I think of this as an ideal book for young people to read with their parents, maybe for younger children, for the parents to read to the child and discuss it. What was the target? Did you have a target age in mind as you were writing the book?
Not specifically, but when it was done and I reread it, I thought probably ages 3 to 6, that the parents could read to the younger ones and the older ones could read themselves.
When you were writing this book, what were some of the challenges? It's always interesting, but writing a children's book, you don't have a lot of words, but those words have to be impactful. You have to say a lot with a minimal amount of words to capture the attention of young people. How difficult was it writing? What challenges did you encounter as you were writing Richard Raindrop?
I didn't have too much trouble. My writer's group helped me a lot. They helped me choose some of the words and told me which ones they didn't think would be at the level of the group I was writing for. We were a group of five people, and we all did writings and read them to each other and commented on each of them.
You know, how important is that? There's probably somebody listening, probably a lot of people listening who've thought, you know, I've got this idea for a book, but I really don't know. They lack the encouragement. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to get started. I'm afraid of failure. I don't know if it would be good enough. How important has the writers group been to you? And I say that because in so many, even small towns across the country, there are writing groups that you can join. How important was that? How beneficial for you in writing Richard Raindrop?
It was very beneficial. Like I said, they helped me cut out parts that didn't belong and helped me choose words that would be more for the age group I was writing for. They encouraged me, and I probably wouldn't have done this as soon without them.
Who influenced you as a writer? You mentioned this began for you at a young age. Who were some of the writers? Who are some of the writers that you enjoy reading that maybe sort of influence who you are as an author?
Well, Patricia Cornwell.
Oh, yes.
I enjoy her. There are several of the mystery authors that I enjoy. I am partial to trying to figure out who did it before the book helped me.
That's always fun, isn't it, to try to do that, and that feeling of satisfaction when you actually do that. Have you ever thought about writing a book like that, doing a mystery?
Oh, not really. It takes so much time and so many different characters. I like writing for children.
Why is that? And then I will ask what you hope the takeaway is. And you talked before about nature and how important that is. When a young person reads Richard Raindrop, what do you hope they get out of that reading?
Well, I hope they get a feeling for the cycle of water and how important water is to all of us. The way that it falls from the sky and goes through all of our systems to let us drink water, and then it goes back to the ocean to help the fish. And then it goes back to the clouds and it all starts over again.
And most people don't even realize that, but certainly give a lot of thought to that. And it's something that will spark the imagination of the younger reader and us adult readers as well. Richard Raindrop is the book. Jane Gotson, Godson, is the author, Jane M. Gotson. Her website is janemgotsonbooks.com. Book is available at Amazon, the usual places. You can order it from our website as well. And all of this is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jane, what would you say to, we talked before about writers groups and how important that is to you and can be to a beginning author. What advice would you give first-time authors out there? Because you put off for a while in writing. You've done it. You've got this sense of accomplishment at a book that's really getting excellent reviews and so beautifully done. What encouragement would you give to a would-be writer out there that's reluctant to get started?
The most important thing is to just write. Even writing letters will help you develop your style. I started out with poetry. If poetry is your thing, do that. It's just the most important thing is you just write.
And to do that and then grow as you're an author, the more you write and the feedback you get and the comments make you a better writer. Jane M. Gotson, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. I mentioned growing up in the home, your parents, growing up in the parents' home, the one that they owned, and how that sort of shaped you. Talk about that and the role that played in who you are and who you are as an author. That's obviously a very important part of who you are, your identity. Talk about growing up with that sense of family that you have.
Well, the main thing, I think, is that my mother and dad both read a lot of books, enjoyed reading. And in this house, I kind of sensed them around me and encouraging me in what I'm doing.
You know, that's interesting because so many times people move and they think they remember the house they were born in, but maybe not. You just look around and you remember the house that you're born in because you're there now, and all of these great memories over the years will come back to you. You're a grandmother. What's the family think of grandma being an author? And wow, here's a book just like all these other books I read at the library and pick up at the bookstore. And my grandmother's an author. What's that like sharing this experience with your family, grandkids in particular?
The grandkids are quite proud of me, and they enjoy the book. They think it's kind of funny, but that's okay.
That is good. Our grandmother is a published author, and here's a copy of her book. And I just love that. That has to be a special moment and a bond with you and the grandchildren. Minute or so left. What are you working on now? What can we expect? You mentioned the Leaf story. How close is that to maybe being your second book?
It's getting there. I need to do a little bit more revision, and it will probably be another 6 months or so. It takes about 2 years for me to write a book, so it'll be out soon.
That is good, and we will look for that. Now, the book we're talking about that's already out, Richard Raindrop, the beautifully illustrated, beautifully written children's book, is available at Amazon, ProIslePublishing.com, all the usual places. And you'll get information and can order there as well from Jane's website, which is janemgotsonbooks.com. And you'll get information there when Jane's got another book ready to come out. I'm sure the information will be on our website. You can get information, order the book there as well. Jane, congratulations on the success of this, your first book. Hopefully, it sounds like one of many, the first of many. Thank you for joining us on the program. It's been fun. You've done an excellent job with this. Congratulations. And thank you for sharing the story on our program today.
Well, thank you for giving me the audience that will hopefully buy my book.
Well, that is the hope. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about and present to the audience Richard Raindrop. The book is available, as I mentioned, Amazon. Jane's website is janemgotsonbooks.com. And of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.